I'm great this morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. I found it interesting that you wrote about a new education leader for the city of Detroit. And as you've mentioned many times, one of the big ways that Detroit can pull its way out of its tough circumstances is to have those kids do fare better in school. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. The best economic program we can have for the state is investing in our young people, making sure they get the education they need and deserve to thrive in the hyper-competitive 21st century knowledge economy. One way of doing that is the WAY program, WAYprogram.net. And this is a blended learning program that really enables young people to learn both using the internet, but also with highly qualified teachers on high standards project-based learning methodology. It's a new cutting-edge learning that's been happening across the state, but now is coming to the city of Detroit through a chartered school chartered by Lake Superior State University.
Tell us about Shannon Smith.
Shannon Smith is a remarkable young educator, an African-American man, started off as a teacher, worked at the new high-tech school in Dearborn Heights before he was recruited over to work with the WAY program. He is a young guy that that really is willing to walk on hot coals in order to get children the education they need and deserve to make it in this new economy. He's willing to pull out all stops. This is a school that has home visits actually before a child is enrolled in the school. Teachers go out, sit down with the student, and the parents make sure that they sign a contract. They have a 1-to-6 mentor relationship where one adult, typically a highly qualified teacher, either a high school or elementary, and nurturing individual to work with that student to make sure that they're guided in the right way. Also, there's highly qualified teachers that are available to these students 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So it's taking off on what Governor Snyder is talking about is anywhere, any place, any pace, education. Education is not your father's Oldsmobile anymore.
Tom, I recently read one of the reasons, or several of the reasons, the U.S. is getting its backside handed to them when it comes to education, especially in pre-K through 12, is because other countries like Germany and Scandinavian countries have year-round school. They're pumping more resources into their education program and making the focus of what they do, getting these kids educated at almost any cost. What's your take on that?
Well, look, we have some absolutely excellent teachers and excellent schools across the state of Michigan. In fact, I've said many a times our public schools, traditional and charter, are the true statue of liberty of this great country of ours, taking the tired, the hungry, the poor, the huddled masses, and giving them hope and opportunity. And if you believe that, as I know you do, Tony, and as your listeners do, that you know our great teachers are the torch carrying the light for all of us. So there's great things that are happening here. We just have to step it up a notch. We are. The children in Lansing, in Okemos, and St. John's are not competing against the kid in the next desk over or the next district over or even the next state over. They truly have to be able to compete against the children in the world. And let me assure you, it's spending a lot of time in China. They're very hungry. They want their equivalent of the American dream.
Tom, is year-round school the way to go?
It's one of the ways to go, Tony. I think there's a one-size-fits-all or a silver bullet for schools. But what we do need to do is to do what we can as adults to assure our kids get the education they need and deserve.
All right, Tom Watkins is a business and education consultant. Thanks so much, Tom.
It's always good to be with you. Thank you, Tony.
It's 8:30 on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 67 degrees, 68 degrees now. We're the radio station committed to keeping you more informed about the biggest stories in and around the capital city. The Lansing Community College Board of Trustees approved a whopping $67 million project for classroom and technology upgrades. That story next with WILS News Director Rich Hurl on 1320 WILS.